What's up, guys? This is Ron Windham with the Not So Small Talk podcast. Today is March the 6th. It has been a while. I think this is the first pod we've done in about 2 months. So had a little bit of a layoff. We had the holidays, and then work got busy, life got busy, and just couldn't get peeps together. But we're in the middle of the NBA season. It's ramping up. We're getting closer to playoffs. So we thought, what better topic than have some NBA talk? So I brought in our NBA analysis and experts, Justin Swift Franklin and Nate Christian. Got on the pod and talked to us on various subjects ranging from, you know, the whole Embiid and Simmons debate to our finals picks. We also went through and actually picked our, if we were on the playground and had to do like a tournament, who's our 1 through 5. We did like a snake draft type of thing. We also talked about kind of like the who's the hottest young player type thing, like who we build a franchise around. So a lot of topics ranged, talked about a lot of teams and a lot of individual players. So it was cool to catch up with the guys and just talk straight basketball. So my hopes is going forward, trying to mix it up a little bit. I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts, but I got some stuff in the works in terms of a new format and topics. So trying to diversify the portfolio and keep it interesting, but I do want to be more consistent. We're just getting together with friends and coworkers and just people of interest. So it's good to be back. It's good to have those guys on, and we're looking forward to the pods of the future. So before we get into the pod, let's kick it over to our friend Chris Cornell.
That's wild. All right,
so you guys ready to
do this? Yeah, I'm gonna let you get your little segue off, bro. Let's hop into it.
All right, so I sent out these topics. So I jumbled them up a little bit. So I decided to lead off with one that got Swift feeling some type of way.
Oh shit.
In the last week or so, there's been this: who is the best prospect under like 21, 22? And so I think the vote, and I don't know if there was a vote, I don't know if it was inside like the NBA or whatever produced it, was Luka and Zion hit the top two, and I think you had Tatum, and obviously you have like the Trae Youngs, and who else did you say, Swift? Fida.
I mean, I think you got to throw like Devin Booker. Don Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
Those cats in there too. Yeah, Don Mitchell, Ben Simmons.
So here's the question for you guys: is if you had to start a franchise today, and we're talking about like 25 and younger, who would you pick and why?
25? Honestly, bro, these cats are so young. I'm not sure who the 25 crew is because they might feel old.
All right, so let's say 21. Let's say like the younger of the young,
like the youngest of the youngs. Yeah.
The youngest of the young, like they haven't been in the league but maybe 3 years.
Okay. Oof.
So Swift, should I go?
Yeah,
first?
You got an answer.
All right.
Besides so your hometown boy.
So I try to look at this answer as who can I see as a finals MVP? So like the best player on the best team. So I will say this: I am not a Zion fan from that perspective. I love watching Zion. He's really good for the game, but like long term durability, like I think what he does best is such a small window. I don't know if I was a franchise, I would select him if I could have my pick at anybody. Luka scares me because I fear like. He's been playing at an NBA level for so long, he might have maxed. Even though his max is like his ceiling is like all-star, and I don't want to be a hometowner, but I've got to be a hometowner. Like I think I would go with Tatum.
What? But
And this is my case.
I'm just mad that you danced around it like you weren't gonna
say like you weren't gonna pick him. You should have just came out and said, look, everybody's good. I picked Tatum.
No. All right, here's my case. I think Luka is the best player today. I think Tatum can be the best player on the best team in the NBA. And I'm not saying he's there yet. I'm looking at potential. I think Luka is great. I think he's Magic Johnson-esque. But I think there will always be someone more athletic and a better score than Luka. I think Luka's best version is like very similar to LeBron, and he's not LeBron. Mm-hmm. And so I see him being a very, very, very good player.
I don't want to take away from Luka.
I think Luka and Tatum are in a level above Zion. To me, Zion isn't in the conversation. I just think Tatum's ceiling is higher than Luka's. I don't know if he'll reach it, but I think I would take the potential of Tatum over Luka just because the ceiling could be higher.
But when you open it up to 25 and under, so I just pulled up that article. There's some.
I thought we moved it to 21.
Oh, 21?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
So, like two to three. I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly. Like, it's just like 3 years in the league. Like, they can't be more than like a junior.
Yeah. Really.
But there's still some dogs, bro. Like, I'm big on, you know, I like Trey. Yeah. I like
But you can only pick one. You can only pick one
to
guy
start to start a team with.
To hit your wagon to. Like, you get one pick.
For, it would be Luka for me, bro.
Yeah, I the only thing that would scare me about Luka is his – I don't even know if it would scare me. I was going to say his athletic ability and his – and, like, is he going to get injured in this – in this type of league. But like Swift said, he's been playing pro basketball for his whole life almost. And so it's like when I look at who you the person that you hitch your wagon to, it's not necessarily someone that is gonna be strictly a scorer. And right now, and I think the trajectory that I see Tatum having is score. He can play defense, don't get me wrong, but I don't see him as a facilitator. I don't really know if he's a leader. You know that he's like I've been on the sideline when he says some words. Luka, you can see Luka can get anyone a shot. He can get him.
So let me ask you guys this, because I don't watch Luka a lot. Is he? I understand he is worldly when it comes to offense. Can he play two-way? Because that is one of those like deciding factors on Tatum. Like, I feel like he doesn't get enough credit because he has such potential in the offensive end. But the guy can play like pretty much four.
Yeah, he's not as much as a dog, but he's kind of like Harden. Like, he's smart, so he plays passing lanes. So I think he's gonna be gets steals, but he's not like a straight strap you up.
Right.
Like Tatum. But my thing with Luka versus Zion, bro, is it's hard for me to start the team with a big.
Yeah, no matter what.
It always has been.
I couldn't.
Like, even when I watched, like, Anthony Davis, like, if his shot's not dropping, it's just sometimes hard. It's how do I get this thought off? There's more options with a ball handler, like a primary ball handler.
Absolutely.
Like, Luka can get his. He can shoot it. He can drive it. When he drives, he can dish it. You know, he's not catching it on the block. You know.
Yep.
He operates in more space, and he's, I think, credit to Steph Curry for extending the court, but Luka's range too is low going in.
Thanks.
Right. No, I mean I'm not gonna be obnoxious or just like completely oblivious. Yeah. If Luka was on the Celtics, obviously that would be my pick. But if it's three people available. And I think Zion for all of us, I don't even know why I get the appeal to Zion, but I think he's not even in the conversation for me as a franchise.
I think you gotta watch, bro. Cause actually did you watch Pels Mavericks last night?
So when I say franchise, I'm thinking like 15, like LeBron James has set the standard for franchise. Like, I'm talking 15 years. Like, can Zion dominate with his athleticism for 15 years? Like, once he, to me, I see him like a like a Derrick Rose or like a Westbrook, and like Westbrook has completely changed the game this year, but he's in an offense that like is perfect for him. But like Zion's greatest attribute is his athleticism, and at some point he's going to lose that. And then what is he?
What?
That's my fear as a franchise player. I think he's
more Shaq though.
Mm-hmm.
But the game's different. Like Shaq would not.
The game is different, Shaq, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't. He plays so different, man. Like when they played against the Lakers, not in their first game last week, but their second game last week, it's just very apparent the way that he plays as the low post player is different than any big man that's playing right now. He's going into bodies. He's banging. Like big dudes aren't banging like that anymore. He's banging for real.
So let me ask you this. So I get into the same thing that I feel about Zion is the same way that I feel about Trae Young. Can Zion be the best player on a championship team? I get when it's built around him and like he's looking really good, but like, do you think he can be the best player on the best
team? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. There's not enough tape yet.
Right.
I think right now he just has that out the gate too. It's not like Giannis where he had to build up. He has out the gate. He's dropping 30. Like he's banging with AD. But I don't think there's enough tape to evaluate yet, to be honest.
Right. And so my thing is like, Zion is never going to be enough by himself. So if you put players around him, like complimentary players, like is he going to have that room or is he going to have, you know, the amount of ball time to be a ball dominant big who's athletic? Like, I don't know what that looks
like. But I mean, I guess to my earlier point, what big, when you say by himself, like the only person, honestly, that truly ever did shit by themselves to me was like LeBron. And when you say by themselves, that's hella disrespectful, but like with no other true superstars in Cleveland. Right.
The first trip.
But to my earlier point, what big has done it, quote unquote, by himself? Like look at the bigs now. Like Jokic he can't do shit. Nope. If he's off, he's right. off.
Yep.
Embiid is not carrying the squad by himself.
Yep. I agree. That's why I think Luka and Tay, I mean, I'll gladly defer to Luka as he's proven it a lot longer than Tatum has in his numbers and makes players around him. I don't think Zion's in the conversation. I think it's kind of disrespectful to the other players that this guy is in this conversation right now. Like he's played for what, 2 months?
If they don't give MVP to Ja and they give it to Zion, bro. Yes.
Are you talking about rookie?
Rookie of the year, not MVP.
I mean, what if Zion continues to average 25, dog?
Yeah.
He's averaging 25. I'm looking at it right now. He's averaging 24 on 28 minutes.
Yeah, he's balling.
63%.
He's really balling, though. Like, for real.
But, if you look at the Western Conference, like, both of them, I know Memphis is, I think, the 8th seed right now, but the Pelicans could become. I think it depends on who makes the final or who makes.
Yeah,
the final.
Out of those two teams, who's gonna get the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I think it could come down. I think that would be a good justification of one over the other.
I feel bad for Trey, man. Yeah, man. Because it's like
I don't.
Everything he's doing is kind of overshadowed because they're trash.
Right.
But he's doing what he's doing because they're trash.
I don't know though.
Dude, he's such a liability on the defensive end.
Yeah, but who is? Steph is too. There's no ain't no problem. That ain't no problem.
That ain't no problem.
That's true. That's no problem. That's true.
And I don't know when that changed, but did Steve Nash change that?
Ooh.
I think it was just the mix of talent, man. You had Draymond, who's so defensive minded, all worldly, and Klay Thompson. Like, is that going to happen for the Hawks? Like, oh, and Trae Young. Like, Trae Young, like, Steph Curry got put in the perfect position. I think he might have flamed out, potentially.
I'm giving the Hawks a little – I know they got Capella, right? He's hurt. When he comes back, they got John Collins at the four. They might make a little noise, but, yeah.
I think they could be a playoff team, you know, for 2-3 years starting next year.
Yeah, I see them as an 8th and 7th bounce.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. But I think right now, bro, I got to go with Luka just because his game is so polished.
Yeah.
Like, to be voted as an all-star starter in the West.
I'm with you.
And to be like in the, you got to watch him, bro. It's crazy. Like, I wasn't a Luka. I didn't believe that just because based off like his body.
Right.
I was like, he's slow,
but yeah, somehow he gets,
he's got that Paul Pierce.
Sometimes he gets that shit off.
He does have Paul Pierce. Yeah. He's got a little, that's a really good comparison, but he's way better than Paul
Pierce. And he can really shoot it. Like, the step back is,
it is really,
he can really pass it.
And like, he has handle.
It's wild.
Handle.
Yeah, it's wild.
What does he need to improve? I don't watch him enough. Like, what would take him to sustain him to be like one of the great, I mean, the best player in the league once, you know, the obvious ones retire?
I think,
like,
he has it, bro.
What is to be
health? He just got to stay
health maintain. Health. I don't know that there's a, from an offensive perspective at least, I don't know that there's anything that you could say he super lacks at. Obviously, he could get better at defense, but he's got an offensive game on all sides of the ball. Whatever you want him to do, he can do. And I think he just needs to mature a little bit. You know, there's something about learning when to pick your spots to do things. So at the beginning of the year, the Lakers played the Mavs a couple times real early. And you could see Luka get frustrated towards the end of the game when he wasn't able to do what he wanted to do in certain times. And there's something to be said about, like, taking what the defender gives you and picking your spots to do your damage. Like, some of the best players in the world that we know in the history of this game were really good at doing that, picking their spots and knowing when to go for 8 straight in a row or to continue passing, things like that. I think that's what he just needs to learn.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's pivot a little bit.
And you know what? Commit to watching Tatum more for you, Ron.
I've been thinking I need to do that too, because maybe I wouldn't be so upset with Tatum as a franchise player.
So let me say this.
I'm not upset.
So I was not the biggest Tatum fan until about. And I'm a big Celtics guy, Bill Simmons guy. And so it was something about once he got the all-star nod, it was like mm-hmm. that confidence. And like sometimes we underestimate what it means to feel like you're amongst your peers when it comes to being like a superstar. But ever since that happened, he has been playing differently. And like I'll be the biggest one to say that he has no vision. He doesn't really make any player better. And so if he wants to become great, he's got to develop that, because Luka has it and he's got no version of it. And so he's a great scorer and he has all the intangibles. He has the length. I think he has the moves and all that stuff, and he's a great individual player. And so like my take for him, if I had to make it, would be like the potential. I don't know if I've seen it enough to be consistent. But the dude is so freaking smooth, and he has all the stuff. He's just got to be consistent like a Luka. And I don't know if he's ever going to make it there, but I think if he did, I think he could be better than Luka. But it's a big if,
right?
And Luka's already there. So, all right, let's pivot. Simmons versus Embiid. So the question is, if you are Elton Brand. Let's assume that
the Candyman,
the 76ers get Candyman. Let's assume this: the 76ers get bounced in the Eastern Conference Finals. Would you make a definitive decision on Simmons versus Embiid? And let's assume yes. How would you make it, and which direction would you go?
I would make so. I'll take a stab at it really quick. I would make my decision. If we already came to the conclusion that we're moving one of these dudes, I would make the decision based on what compliment I'm getting back for which guy. And I would.
Let's assume you can get any compliment you want. It's all even. You have to pick one guy.
Oh, who? So in.
let's just say that let's come back and be terrible.
In this day and age,
the decision
in this day and age, this game, this NBA, I'm going to get rid of Embiid. And that's hard for me to say because Embiid can go for 40 and 20 on any given night. But similar to the like Luka combo, some about Ben Simmons, he just makes everybody around him so good. Being able to distribute the ball and run the offense, like Swift was saying, it's hard to pick. It's hard to choose the big dude when you still need someone to run to get the offense set up. And if you don't have a point guard that's superstar type qualities, you might not even make it to the playoffs in this league.
So is it fair to say that you would try to just surround Simmons with a bunch of like pretty much the inverse of like Dwight Howard?
I would try to surround Simmons with what I think LeBron has, well, the teams that LeBron has been on has always tried to surround him with, which is shooters and inside presence. And inside presence doesn't mean any specific number of points a game, but it's inside defensive presence, inside rebounding and lobs, and then surround him with shooters, because Ben Simmons is going to drive, he's going to kick, he's going to do what he needs to do, and he's going to get the ball to the right person when he needs to get it there.
Okay. Frank, what you got?
Oh, this is tough, man. I don't see why you have to move him, though.
I agree. That
Are you just putting us in that hypothetical? Because I would do everything to keep him together.
That's a COA. I mean, if you want to run it back, I mean, I think they've had, what, 2 years together now?
Be patient. Let them grow together. I don't like where are you going to get? Okay. If you push Simmons, like what can you get back that's better?
You can't. And the same with Embiid.
It's such a gamble. Unless there's some locker room type shit that we don't know about.
Yeah.
I don't see why you do that, bro, because you have two generational talents.
So have you seen enough for them together to think that it's going to equate to a championship, given, I mean, all this young talent in the league? Like, at what point do you cut bait? I mean, it sounds like to you it's not after this.
Well, I think,
but it's not like they're a trash team. They're like right on the cusp.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not like the teams that we're comparing them to are some of the best teams in history. We're talking about comparing them to this 9-loss Bucks team,
right?
The Lakers,
right?
Right, LeBron and AD, Paul George, Kawhi, Lou Wilt, Clippers. Like, it's not that far. Like, they're not that far out. Like, they don't have to make a move. I think if anything, they need to add that third, that what they thought Toby Harris was going to do, that third piece.
I think Swift's spot on, because they're, you know, a lot of teams in this league that are really on the cusp of being, you know, whether it's a fourth, fifth, sixth type seed and being able to try and make a run for the playoffs. If they don't get it after 2 years, I think they need to switch it up. When in reality, switching it up it might not make you any better than you are. And
so I'll throw something in there. And I don't know if this is a generational thing, but I feel like in today's age, if you have expectations, like something like the Lakers last year, where you're expected to reach a certain level and you don't, it might be the level of scrutiny with all the different social media outlets, but like it's almost impossible to exist in this like kind of storming and norming type phase where you have like this long journey that could reach to 4 years. Like at some point, Embiid and then Simmons, like I don't feel like they're Scotty and MJ where they vibe off each other. Like, they're going to want to say, hey, we tried it, but, like, we're both great. Like, I think I could have a better situation if I was featured, because I don't think either one of them are featured. And I feel like that breaking point is going to come after this year.
But what offense features Ben Simmons? Like, what does that even mean?
Like, to me, it's the inverse. It's almost like a like an inverse of the Magic back in the day. Like it could be like a version of Houston where it's spread out and maybe he's not a 3-point shooter, but the guy still got 1-on-1 matchups.
I guess like, to me it's levels. Need. Like I don't think that Ben is on the same level as Joel, but I also don't think that's on his, in his position. But I also don't think that splitting them up is going to get you anywhere. Like Ben's not going to go to another offense and flourish. Yeah. I don't think.
You know, not any more than he's doing right now. Yeah, agree.
So I'm like, but to, you know, I'm going to humor you, and I'm going to say, if we had to move somebody, I would move Ben.
So.
Go
ahead, Swift.
I was going to say, just because I think his skill set. Damn.
I kind of like that. Now that you're saying it, I start looking around the league and thinking, like, who could be that point guard in that role and do just exactly what Ben Simmons is doing, but also maybe provide a little bit more outside offensive presence, like – a dude like Chris Paul, like, do you think Oklahoma City would – Chris Paul's aging, right? They would give up Chris Paul and another body for Ben Simmons. Now you got Chris Paul with Embiid, and you surround them with, you know, obviously some shooters, some 3-and-D guys, some role players, but you have that point guard that we're talking about that needs to get the offense going because the big man doesn't have the ball in his hands all the time.
So there was a trade that was proposed on the Simmons podcast, and it was Simmons for Bradley Beal. I mean, if I'm the 76ers, I'm not trading for Chris Paul in like a year. And I mean, how much longer does he have as a small point guard? But like, if you got a Bradley Beal,
wait, who are you talking a small point guard?
Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah, Chris Paul. Okay.
Yeah. Like I don't know if the value. I mean, I know Chris Paul is having a really good year, but it goes back to like the team that he's on. I don't know if he's kind of the guy right now. I mean, it goes back to the same situation. Like Embiid becomes the guy now. He's like this complimentary piece. Like, does that work? I don't know. But I've heard the Beal trade scenarios. If Embiid is your dude and you want to build your franchise around him,
Beal's
personally, I would go with Simmons, and I completely understand. I don't know what the team would look like. I feel like Simmons to me is Lamar Jackson. Like, it's not a pretty team, but I think like if you feature him, you can unlock him to dimensions that we haven't really seen before. I just don't trust. I don't trust Embiid's longevity, and I think the league is morphing to something that is like pricing him out of the league. Like, I just don't think I can get 15 years out of Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
like all the years. And so I would take my chances of a bigger sample size with Simmons, and say I think I could figure out in 15 years, and it gives me a better chance. Embiid, I have like maybe seven more years of like quality basketball, and now he's just this big fat guy that can't.
Dang, why you gotta be fat too?
Because he's fat and he's in shape. Like, the guy's never in shape. He's always up and down the court. Like, he can only play, he does the, you know, like you said, the 40 and 20 for a game, but then you know, he disappears. Like, the guy, he's not in shape. He can't stay in shape. He's always hurt. I've never seen him play an entire year and a playoff series. So I just don't believe in his longevity as a franchise.
That's a good one. That's a good dilemma to have. Well, not a good dilemma to have, but a good dilemma to debate on right there.
I just think the pressure is mounting, man. I think like their expectations have been so high. Like, if they don't make it to the finals this year, like, somebody's going to break and someone's going to demand difference. Like, it's not like the old days where they just sit and wait and they trust the process. Like, someone's going to – I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like if they sign – they took Horford away. They signed Harris to that huge contract. They honestly have no assets to move because they're so strapped for salary and cash. Like, they're going to have to trade one of these pieces to get any type of, like, change. They're stuck right now. The worst contracts in the league.
I got to be honest, though. I think there's some expectation management that needs to happen. Like, there's 1A teams and there's 1B teams, and these fools are a 1B team. There's no way around that.
And then not only that, but what?
But how are you gonna tell? Do you think they would like internally believe that? Like Embiid is, I think he honestly believes that he thinks he's one of the top five, top 10 players in the league. And I think we can all say like Simmons and Embiid are both there. Like so, they to expect anything less than a finals appearance.
But you got to be realistic with the rest of the league too. Like when you look at the time frame of when Embiid and, you know, Simmons would actually be able to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or just the finals in general, you're going to have to wait out what's going on in Milwaukee. You're going to have some really serious battles with what's going on in Boston. You're going to have, I mean, you know, you've probably outgrown what's going on in Toronto. That may still have a couple years, but the timeline is just not now for them, is what it is. I mean, shit, they're going to have battles with Miami. And so it's almost like, do you wait around and wait for some of these cats to split up like the Milwaukee team? And, you know, similar to how Golden State finally split up after their reign, or do you split up now and think that you're going to be able to still compete with those teams with other people on the team, with other guys?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess my fear is that I think logically what we're saying makes sense, but these are human beings that get frustrated and want to be successful. I just don't know if how many more years both of them take without someone says, hey, I need to change. Either you're going to change this with me here, change this without me. Especially after this year. I mean, these guys are supposed to be – I mean, okay, if you go back to yourself in October, where would you have had the 76ers from a seeding perspective? Because I guarantee you it wasn't where they were at. Like and that hurts. Like, that's draining on a human being.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be, you know, 2, 3, 4 – area for sure.
Yeah, I didn't think that Toronto was going to be this good.
Agreed.
I would have put them at 1 or 2.
I would have put them at 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I mean, you see with like the Celtics or like the Rockets, like all those guys have been really good, but turnover because of, I mean, I don't know why. Like I do think like the media scrutiny has a part to play with it. Like, these guys are under the microscope. And if you don't succeed in 2 years or so, like, 2 years is kind of your limit. And if you're not making it to the finals, it's like your superstars are upset and they're mad and they want to get traded.
Damn, you're right, Ron. We can't just – damn, you're right. I didn't even think about it like that. But how many healthy seasons have they had together?
None.
Right, and at some point, I mean, I know they got new contracts on those contracts in front of me, but, like, if you're a franchise, I mean, now that the way this stuff goes, like, you got the pre-agent year. I mean, this shit, the turnover is crazy, man. Like, it takes 1 year, one bad half a season, and now you got your best players demanding to be traded. I mean, you want to be ahead of that stuff. It's a good thing for the NBA entertainment. The windows are small, man.
Yeah.
The windows are super small.
Yeah.
But it's really good basketball.
You got any West Coast dilemmas?
Some West.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right, let's we'll turn. All right, so let's do. So next, I had the Houston small ball thing. Unless you guys want to talk back to.
Oh, I would love to get y'all's feedback on that.
I love
Nate.
It.
I mean, I'll start. I fucking love it just because I feel like you don't see a lot of innovation in sports. I feel like sports is a, like, old coaches, what's worked in the past. Like, you don't see a lot of innovation. Yep. So when they said fuck it and double down, I'm like, hey, they're like, we're not going to win traditionally against these like bohemians of a team. So let's try it.
I like it.
It's crazy.
Nah, I do too.
And the Lakers struggled to match up
with
it.
They struggled.
Bro, when we play the Rockets, there's no team I fear more than the Rockets.
And Russ, it unlocks Russ too. Ooh. I don't know how. Maybe it just opened up the middle or something. But he's been like, I think 31-8-8 over the last month.
And that's and when you know what you have in Harden as a guy that can go do whatever he wants. They already are a team. Let's not forget last year that are on the cusp of, you know, making it to the Western Conference Finals. And so, yeah. The finals.
Bro, if this was March Madness, I would love the Rockets. I just don't know.
I agree.
Added pressure. Can they do it for four games?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what scares me. If this was March Madness, I would love the Rockets, but it's not.
If it was one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that a lot. But I salute D'Antoni, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good point, Swift. Like, there's not a lot of coaches out here that are really just playing tactics like that. Like, they're
– Bro, that's Daryl Morey. That's not D'Antoni.
Wait, what?
That's Daryl Morey, the GM. He's the one that doubled down.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's the GM. I mean –
But you think that he was just – think he just made the decision and he was like, you got to do it?
I think that comes from D'Antoni's style of play and what he wants to do.
Right. He hired D'Antoni. Yeah. He hired D'Antoni, but at the end of the day, like, the GM makes the acquisition.
Yeah. That's true.
He has,
that's true. That's a good point, though, about March Madness. And I couldn't agree more. Especially once, like, adjustments start hitting because they don't have flexibility. I mean, they got Tyson Chandler on the bench, so they have a big to like stand out there.
Yeah,
but they don't have a ton of flexibility with lineups, you know.
I mean, I'm excited to watch it unfold. I'm glad they're in the Western Conference because I wouldn't want to play them. But I mean, to see, I mean, it's almost like a featherweight, like against a Holyfield or like a Lennox Lewis, like which one's gonna win? I can't wait to watch it in the finals. Yeah. Like a 7-game series, you're putting these contrasting styles that are super successful. Yeah. I mean, my money's on LeBron James and AD because historically that's what's worked. But I mean, you can't count out what these guys have done in the last months.
Have you guys watched the Lakers? I know you have, Nate.
I watch almost every game.
Ron, have you watched them?
No, I watch. I mean, it's too late for me. Yeah. I mean, I watch them when they play the Celtics, but no. I mean, I'll start the second.
Oh, we got Dion today, by the way. Signed Dion Waiters.
Yes, sir.
Little heat off the bench. But I was going to say, Anthony Davis is hilarious to me, bro, because I'm just going to say, like, one thing, and then we can move on. You can just tell that he's been, like, babied and catered to all his life because every time he, like, bumps anything, he goes to the bench and he's, like, limping and shit. And then you'll see him, like, look at LeBron. Okay, I got to get back in. And then they'll Frank Vogel, and he'll be like, nah, AD's fine. He has a bruise. But every time, dog, he's on the floor. And I'm like, get your big ass up.
Facts. That's.
Hey, who are the Lakers? So we all know that once you get the playoffs, it's an 8-man rotation. Who are the Lakers? Like, obviously, we know, like, the top. Like, name the 8.
Dog, they're playing 11.
Yeah, they don't. It's not 8.
They're
not going to be playing 11 people in the playoffs.
They are.
It's Kuz, Rondo, Dwight, and then now Dion.
Yep. They're going to play Markieff Morris.
And Keith, yeah. That's almost a full lineup off the bench.
And you got Avery Bradley. You got Avery Bradley and Caldwell Pope and Caruso and Danny Green. All the motherfuckers are playing.
I've never seen a team play that many. So
now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I mean, everyone plays them.
So don't get me wrong. Here's what I'll say. I don't. Now, in the games that are going on right now, all 11 are playing consistent minutes. I think it's going to be the type of thing where who's on tonight
So all right, let's say it this way. Let's go from like the most minutes played, like average minutes played in a playoff game. Let's work it down to see if we get to eight.
So LeBron, AD.
Yep. Yep.
Bradley.
Then probably Kuz.
Okay. Kuz. Dwight. He's gonna get. I mean, Dwight's gonna be like 15.
Yep, Dwight. Yeah, I think. And then KCP.
So you think he's gonna average the most?
No, I think JaVale minutes. Will. But honestly, I think during the playoffs, okay. AD's gonna play more center.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna.
I think you agree. Got.
I think Dwight and JaVale are almost gonna cancel each other out.
Yeah, they're gonna play small
because you're gonna have AD playing like 40 minutes a game when he's probably playing what 32, 34.
And then you got the KCP and Danny Green, you know switch out. So those are the two. Yep. And then Alex Caruso. I mean, that's kind of like
one
nine
that gets me
right there.
Is the Rondo Caruso kind of confusing?
Yeah.
The backup point guard minutes.
Yeah, because I really like how Caruso plays.
Bro, Rondo's going to be a playoff guy.
Dude, Laker fans hate Rondo, and it's so funny.
They hate him. They hate him. Oh, dude, they
really?
Hate him.
Yeah.
Because of his style of play?
And because he kind of, you know, during the season, he's been – some games he balls, and some games he's, like, throwing shit.
Bro, y'all don't know about playoff Rondo. You wait. Him and AD single-handedly almost made it to the Western Conference
Finals.
That's
true.
Rondo is going to be huge for you guys.
Was that in New Orleans? True. Really?
Yes. Yes. That was the AD big run. That was him and Rondo. All right.
I'm going to let it play out.
I think Caruso is a really cute thing, but I don't think he's a playoff
player. The only thing about Rondo's Caruso is he's a defender, like lockdown,
bona fide, And some about Caruso, like he has zero fear.
He got bounced.
He has zero fear.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't want to derail.
I'm excited
to,
for the playoffs, man.
To the Lakers,
shit. I'm
me too.
I'm excited for the playoffs. I mean, I've always liked the NBA playoffs, but I feel like this year, and it's such a cool thing that Kawhi didn't go to the Lakers because it is so wide open. It's going to make. I mean, maybe the first round won't be great, but anything past the first round is going to be. Bro, it's going to be must see TV.
What happened to the insane. I'm going completely off script. What happened to the Trailblazers, bro? Like they were. You go from the finals to fighting for the eighth seed.
Man, injuries
to who? Who's out?
Their big dude.
Dame.
Well,
had Dame. Big, right?
Dame had a little bit of injury bug earlier, but Nurkic.
Oh, that's right. The big
Nurkic got injured, and then and then my man CJ McCollum hasn't been the same, you know, compliment to Dame that he was in the past, and I don't know if that's because you add Melo or if he's just fallen off a little bit, but he just hasn't gotten those same type of the same type of contributing buckets that he was getting last year.
It's crazy.
All right, so I want to transition. So I know Swift, it sounds like you're driving, so you might have a little bit of a hard time.
No, I'm just sitting outside.
There was a okay. There was an article that came out, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, right before the NBA playoffs. And it was the top 25 guys in the league. And so I wanted to get you guys' – I don't know the best way to approach this because I want to look at this like as like an annual thing, like in the last year. So I think the best way to do this, if we had to pick people on our team, let's say pick up. And we had to go one for one, and figure out the 25 top guys in the league. If you guys are prepared to do that, I think that's a cool exercise.
All right.
Let's get it.
All right. So, and if you guys need help, I can throw some players out there. So, Nate, let's give you the first pick. Who is your first overall pick if you had to start a team for one
today.
Year?
Today. LeBron James.
Today.
LeBron James.
All right. You had to win today's league. All right.
Oh, I'm Justin, second?
Who you got?
Well, Giannis.
Yep. All right, Giannis. Woo! All right, I'll go next, obviously. Give me AD.
Damn, that's big for you.
That's big. I think fourth, I'm going to go today, Kawhi.
Yeah, fuck. I thought he was going to slip to me.
Yeah, what do you? I don't know why you didn't. I don't know why you didn't, because I wouldn't have picked AD next. I mean, AD would have been a little bit farther down for me.
Damn, you're right. That's a good pick. I should have picked Kawhi. All right, Kawhi. So you got Kawhi yep. and LeBron.
Okay, should
That's
we just stop?
No, nah, I'm just fine. Yeah, I think we should
okay.
stop.
Okay. Kawhi, LeBron. I'm trying to see. Oh my god, the fucking group.
So you got Harden, you got Doncic, you got Lillard, you got Jokic, Butler, Siakam, Embiid, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Sorry. Just got out of the gate and I almost lost my shit.
Brody.
No, I got it. James Harden.
Yep. There you go. That's Harden. Nice.
All right.
Critical.
How did I
don't
think
know, that was bro.
You messed up a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a huge, all right, give me the pick and roll with Doncic and AD.
I like that pick. I like
Hold
Luka.
On, bro.
I like
how
that
you
pick
gonna,
for you.
How you going to have the whole conversation about Tatum over Doncic, and then you going to pick him sixth in the whole league?
Facts.
I said for a franchise, not
okay,
the
okay,
next
okay.
year.
We're building a team right now, right? Okay.
We're building a team.
I'm going with Embiid next.
So you got some monsters out there. You got
Embiid.
I got Bron, Kawhi, and Embiid.
And I got Harden and Giannis. That's a weird team so far, but.
And they hate each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking I should get a big. I don't want to get Jokic. I don't want to get Cat. Nah, I'm not the Cat guy at all.
I'm not really a Cat guy either.
That team's going to be so bad, man.
Okay. Today. They got to be healthy today? Like fully healthy?
I mean, you can pick whoever you want. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be healthy going to the playoffs. If you had to pick today, like you were starting a franchise today,
oh, okay.
the playoffs
so I can't
are starting
pick KD.
In May. Damn, we haven't even thought about KD.
So you're looking for a big? You got Rudy Gobert, Simmons. You could play as a big in today's league. Siakam, Butler. You could play Bam.
Jokic.
Oh, you know, actually, what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Steph.
Oh, wow.
Steph.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Yo, he had.
Yeah,
he can.
He came back
tonight. He's playing tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Steph's playing tonight. He's back.
All right.
That was a sneaky pick.
That was sneaky.
Come on. You know I'm good for one of those.
That's sneaky. I like it. So you got LeBron, Kawhi, and Embiid.
You're up, Ron.
Oh, I'm up. All right. AD, Luka.
That's nasty, though.
Give me Jimmy. Butler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with possibly, and I always kill myself when I do this type of thing in fantasy football, but I'm going to go with what fits the need, possible sleeper pick, and pick up Devin Booker.
Devin Booker's like top 15.
Yep, I need a shooter. I need a shooter.
Yes.
Can he play off the ball as a shooter? I guess you got, okay. Well, who's got the ball? Do you think Devin Booker can play off the ball like on like Kawhi and LeBron?
Yeah.
I need to watch more West Coast basketball.
Absolutely.
Wait, you're not a Booker guy?
I just don't I don't believe in a guy that hasn't done it in the playoffs, so I haven't seen him in the playoffs. To me, it's like apples and oranges. Like, it's two completely different styles of basketball. Like, I just don't believe that Devin – haven't seen it. It scares me.
All right. Well, so I got – I'm up, right? Or is Nate?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, you're up.
So I got Steph, Giannis, James.
And James.
That's no, a lot Giannis of ball is handlers, my four bro. Right now.
Yeah, but he needs the ball Steph to doesn't. Score.
Steph's my clip. I passed up who I wanted because I was trying to be sneaky. You got Jimmy. Do I want Spicy P? Ooh. Ooh. Actually, nah. I'm going to get Paul George.
That's a good pickup. That's a good pickup.
I almost got Chris Middleton over Paul George, but I was like, come playoff time, playoff P.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
You think he's healthy?
Nah, I don't think he's fully healthy.
So in that list, it was like the top 25 players at All-Star. He was like in the 20s, yeah. Man. Like I know it's 20s. A performance, but yeah, I don't know. If for a 1 year guy, he'd be really good. It's not a bad pick for one year guy. All right, Paul George. All right, I'm up. So we got AD. He's my center. I got Luka. He's my point. He could be a forward. Jimmy Butler is my forward. I want switchable. Give me. I want to keep. Give me Tatum.
Ooh, that's a good pick because I was thinking about picking him next for my fifth to round out my starting five.
So this is the schoolyard stuff is fun because your boy's like Middleton, like he's such a good player, but or Beal. Why has no one picked Beal?
So
yet?
I was between Beal and. And Devin Booker. That was my dilemma between those two.
And that is that because you were looking for a
I was a exactly. Right. And I was and you know, either one of those could be great. So right now I have Embiid at the five, I have LeBron at the four, I have Kawhi at the three. I have Beal at the – I mean, I have Devin Booker at the two. And my point guard that I'm picking to run the offense is –
Dog, you still got Dame Dalla on there, too.
I know. I'm going to pick Kemba Walker. I'm gonna pick Kimmy Walker because.
Okay. Hey, so this is the deal: is that we all have to put this on our story.
Oh, absolutely. Votes. Who's starting five starting is five. The best? It's gonna be mine.
Who's starting five? All right, here we go. Kimba. All right.
So I got Giannis, James Harden, Steph, Paul George.
Yep. Do you
want to tell you stuff? I know who I got. You know who I got.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Damn.
Nate went big. He got Joel. Who's guarding Joel? Okay. Steph, James, Giannis. I keep forgetting the other nigga. Oh, Paul George. My wings are nasty.
Yeah, they are.
I might just go with. I might have to go with the Joker. Keep it a beam.
There you go.
That's Nate, since you got our traditional center.
All right, Joker.
I can't believe Dame didn't get picked. I feel like this shit happens to him in real life.
For real, yeah, this is life. This is the All-Star like, game.
Playground. This is. All right, so that leaves me with, so in order, based on that list I was telling you about, that gives me Dame, Pascal Siakam, Rudy, Ben Simmons, Chris Middleton, Karl Anthony Towns, Trae Young, Bradley Beal, Chris Bart, none of them matter. That. So I would go. I'd
Spicy
go Pascal.
P. Spicy P.
That's the squads. That's it right there. So let's talk who's left off this list.
Dame.
Rudy.
Dame is, I think, on that list was like numbered.
Yeah.
Like top 10. I think, on that list. Like top 10 best player this year so far. He was number.
Was he eight? Seven.
He was seven. He was in front of the Joker, and he was behind Luka.
Yep.
You got Rudy. I think no one really cares. Ben Simmons left out of the list. So does that? I wonder if that like helps tells. Well, I guess it's only 1 year, so I don't know if that really is a determiner or determination between Simmons and Embiid. I don't know. Maybe Chris Middleton, Karl Anthony Towns, Trae Young, Bradley Beal, Chris Paul, Bam Adebayo.
Donovan Mitchell's a big one to leave off.
They got Giannis's position as unicorn.
On this list. On the article? Unicorn.
I think the biggest snubs off of our teams on this one are definitely Dame. And then the next snub is
it's gotta be Ben.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's Cat, bro. He'd be getting no respect. Yeah, you're right. He was top 10 in the. Yeah, you're right.
Dame and Ben Simmons are to me they're a level.
Dame and Beal would be my two snubs.
I mean, Brad Beal wasn't even an All-Star. Not that he shouldn't have been. I mean,
right?
He gets snubbed in real life as well.
But are we sure? I don't know. I mean, it was him and Wall at their best, and they couldn't beat the Celtics with Isaiah Thomas. I don't know how good Bradley Beal is.
How many years ago was that?
That was three. I was at Ghost. That was
two and a half years ago. Also, playing with John Wall is different than what he's doing right now.
But it's a lot easier. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, can you be a piece on a championship team? Like, can Brad Beal be Brad Beal today on the best version of the team? That's the whole thing. Like, that's why I'm not a big Booker guy. Like, is Booker putting those same stats on a championship team?
That's a good point.
Like, you can't just take those stats and like.
I stand Devin Booker, dog. You don't drop 70 without elite skill.
But can you do that in a small sample size? Like,
but at the end of the day, we're talking about a skilled guy. You're right.
But can you do that in small sample sizes with the ball, with not being like your usage rate? Like you're gonna have a reduced usage rate. Can you
I'm
be
surprised
efficient?
That Zion
it's
wasn't
efficiency.
On that list.
I don't know.
Well,
he was on this list. It had to do with a year, so he was hadn't played half a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you have picked Zion over any of the? I mean, would you have picked Zion as
picked,
center, right?
Yeah, I would have picked Zion instead of Jokic.
Yeah. And that would have been a good pick.
Just because he could defend more positions.
Bro, I'll give it to you. You want to switch him right now? If you want to, I'll switch Joker out if you want at 14 overall.
Chill, bro. Why you on me? Why you bro, pissing I'm not... me?
Would you do it? I wouldn't do it. I'd take Joker. But if you want it.
No, I'm good.
All right. You got the L.A. cough. All right. So we're going to get LA you guys cough. Out of here on this.
That's the L.A. cough.
L.A. cough. Give me your conference finals pick and your champ.
All right, I'll go. So out the East, I got Milwaukee. And and that's tough too, even though they're smoking right now, like we've said, the playoffs are a different breed, and I don't know how Milwaukee's gonna show up in the playoffs for seven straight, you know, for four to seven straight games against who they gotta beat.
No, but no, give me your conference matchup and then your
okay, team. Okay.
Who's Milwaukee playing?
It's hard, bro.
Man, that's hard because
Toronto, Boston.
Oh, you mean who they're playing in the East?
Yeah.
Well, if the standing, well, actually, okay, I got Milwaukee and Boston. I think Boston's gonna creep up to that second seed. I think it's gonna be Milwaukee and Boston, and I think it's gonna be the Lakers. And I think it's going to be, I want to say the Clippers, but at the same time, it could be Houston. I'm going to say the Lakers and Houston.
Yeah, and don't worry about seeding. Tell me the two best
I think
are.
It's going to be – seeding is going to – yeah. I'm going to go Milwaukee-Boston. I'm going to go Lakers and Houston. I think the Lakers win in seven. I think Milwaukee wins in seven. And then I think in the championship game, in the championship round, the Lakers win in six.
Okay. All right.
I got Milwaukee, Justin. Miami, Lakers, Clippers. And then I got Milwaukee, Lakers.
All right. I've got Milwaukee.
Whoa.
And I got
– that was kind of spicy.
It was spicy. Hot take.
You like that? I think they're built for the playoffs. And then I like the Clippers and Milwaukee.
Damn, Milwaukee got a clean sweep for the East right on our podcast.
They sure did.
Yeah.
They sure did.
I think the Milwaukee – they did. We gotta keep that.
Sure did. But I hope Boston beats them, to be honest. I hope they beat them. I just don't know that they can do it.
I think their window is so big. I think if we got to the finals or to the Eastern Conference Finals, it would be a great thing. But I think we're about a year or two away.
And no matter what we said, I hope nobody gets hurt on any team.
Facts.
Please, no.
Who you got for MVP, though?
Any last hot takes? I think I give it to LeBron.
I do too, but I think they're going to give it to Giannis.
I think they will too. But I think it should be LeBron.
So because of his plus minus?
Because of his age.
I look at it from – so there's always the question of, you know, are you the best team? Are you on the best team? And they're on the two best teams. And then if you take the player away from the team and see how the team still fares, and this has always been how LeBron has typically been, is when he's not on the floor, the team does significantly worse. And
but I think that argument goes against you because you still got AD as a top five player. Like, who's the next? I mean, Middleton's what, like a top?
What I'm saying is that when Giannis goes to the bench, Milwaukee doesn't go on a drought.
Yeah.
They don't go on a drought and the other team go on a 10-0 run.
That's what I meant by plus minus. Yeah, because, yeah. Or not, but maybe it's not plus minus. I think I was trying to say what you were saying, Nate.
No, that is plus minus.
It's, yeah, on it's on or off the court. Yep, you're right.
No, that's a good point.
I think they're going to give it to Giannis, best player on the best team. I don't think anybody can be mad at that. Like, great, you're like, yeah, not taking anything away from LeBron, but best player, best team. I feel like that's been the argument for the past couple of years. Well, not really with Westbrook and Harden. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be honest, just because the league's anti-Bron, or like just not anti-Bron, but we're like almost immune to what he's doing. So it's like, you know, the effect is lesser. If that makes any sense.
I would say more than any year, and you guys know, like, I'm not a LeBron guy, but more than any year, like, I respect and appreciate LeBron James at his age and just leading the team. Like, I mean, they don't have a lot of great players, but I just – what he's doing with that team, like, I can't imagine what his body – I don't know how he's doing it. I just don't know how he's doing it.
It's wild, man.
And I – hot take, I still think Giannis, I mean, it's kind of like what James Harden said, like, I don't have as much appreciation for what Giannis can do at his age and the peak of his powers, and LeBron, like a fine wine, and like MJ, like, he's kind of changed his game, and he's evolved, and I don't know, I think he deserves MVP. I think he's done a lot more.
Is age a factor in MVP?
With a lot less.
No.
Is age a factor in MVP?
No. No, I don't. I think could be or should be.
So Luka need to be in that conversation then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his team's not winning.
Yeah, that's true.
The right rate. He's not a high enough seed. You got to be at least like a two or at least a two seed to be considered, unless you're Russ
and you average a triple double.
Yeah, which is overblown. Too many possessions.
The thing that I think. One of the bigger nods to LeBron this year is his assist clip. To lead the league in assists, and obviously he has some guys that he can throw it up to, but to lead the league in assists. So, okay, let's break it down like this. And then I know some people got to roll out. But when you look at what Giannis does, and let's say I think his average right now, he's averaging like 29 or something right now, right? And 13 rebounds or whatever. How many assists is he getting? So when you break down how many points are you contributing to the team overall, which include assists, it's lesser than the amount of points that LeBron is contributing at 25 and 11 assists a game. So when you just factor in like usage rate and that whole thing, that's the biggest thing that I would give the nod to LeBron this year. But
bro, and then you got to give him something in an age of this like new thing about load management.
Oh, yeah.
You got this guy that's been for what, like 15, 16 years? This guy is playing like 34 minutes, 36 minutes a game with all these miles. Like that's
pro LeBron run, I can get used to.
I like it. I'm with it.
Bro, I can't. You can't disrespect what this guy is doing.
Man, right now. I never thought I'd hear the day.
We need a horn.
It's crazy. Bro, there's no example ever in any sports. Like, I mean, Tom Brady, but like you can say that he's isolated by his position. Like LeBron as a basketball player, like five guys on the court, like. The dude's a top seed. It's not like he's limping into the playoffs and he turns it on. Like they're the number one seed. It's amazing. Wild. It's unreal.
It's unreal. Wild how he's competing on defense too.
Yeah.
Right.
They
don't have a great team, bro. It's not like they're full of talent. They waited on Kawhi to the last minute, had to fill this roster. Like, I mean, it's him. I mean, it's not AD, it's him. It's him.
The compliment. I'm gonna throw a hot take out there. Most improved player. I don't know if he meets the qualifications, but Dwight been balling, man. Dwight Howard.
That was a comeback ball, player.
Comeback player. There you go. Let's go comeback player.
Comeback player.
Over Melo?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
But
that's
you're really right, good though. One. I think Dwight.
But is it translating the wins? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But with Dwight, that just shows that it's always been mental, bro.
Always been mental.
Yes. Accepting his role.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
Yeah. Accepting his role. Yep. I mean, it took him a lot of falls down the stairs to be humble.
I mean,
you can tell. Like,
he's you also got to play with the. I feel like in order to be humble, you have to be humbled by someone. So, like, playing with LeBron James probably helps. Like, yeah. Okay, this was the greatest of all time. Maybe I can take a backseat. Maybe I can listen to him. You know,
right.
Maybe I can look over at him.
Whereas when you're on the team and you're supposed to be the best guy and you're not getting the type of treatment that you think you're supposed to be getting. Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, who has he played with? I mean, the Hawks, the Wizards.
Man.
I mean, the Rockets. And they had like a – I mean, this is the first time that he's really been winning since Orlando.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even think about it like that. He does look happy as hell.
I mean, winning always helps accept your role. Winning, man. All right, fellas. I know, Frank, I know you got to go. I appreciate – I miss you.
Hey, guys. Miss you, brother. Miss you both, guys.
Hey, this was kind of rusty, but it's fun. We're back into it.
It is. We're
it's
back.
It's been rusty. Hey,
hey.
Matter. Just getting back.
We had to take our all-star break. You know, we had some things to go get done.
You're right.
And we're back for the second half of the season leading into the playoffs, about to ramp it up.
I mean, no one's going to mention I think we've been off since, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas. All-star.
Hey, our all-star break's a little bit longer.
I got a T. That's what I'm saying. We got real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got real life. All good. All right, guys.
All right, fellas. All right, now.
Yeah, because they don't have real life.
All right. No, man. All right, peace.
See you guys. Love y'all. All right, bye.